You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello, happy Tuesday, friends. Let's dive straight in. What's the vibe this week? Well, we are officially in Gemini season. Shout out to the Geminis. Shout out to your clever, witty, charismatic, and wild ways. I low-key, or it's probably not low-key. I froth a Gemini. If you're a Gemini, I love you. No. It's actually a really interesting thing to reflect on in your life. We call them archetypes. So what archetype or different archetypes in the context of signs do you attract most in your life? And for me, I have a surplus of Geminis. I have a surplus of Virgo and Taurus. Obviously, Taurians are just adore Taurians. And as I've gotten older, only in the last couple of years, I really have a penchant for a Pisces man. Not in any inappropriate way. I just love the energy of Piscean males. Nothing against Piscean females. I just don't notice that I have that many in my life. This is actually a really interesting chat. It's just so interesting, right? The archetypes and the flavors of energy that we call into our life. And remember, you're not just your sun sign. So when I say that I attract a lot of Taurian energy, it's not necessarily Taurian suns, although there are plenty of them in my life. I also, most of my best friends have their Mercury in Taurus or Virgo. So an Earth Mercury is something that I, with all of my Earth in the back end, I really adore. But Gemini in general, I am so here for. Here for a Gemini sun, here for a Gemini ascendant. I've got a lot of Gemini risings in my life, including my husband. Trenny's a Gemini rising. I'm a Gemini rising. My sister's Gemini Mercury. My best friend in the world, Leah, that you hear me talk about all the time, is Gemini. My friend Britt, who I adore, is Gemini. We only hit it off recently. My friend Veronica, who's listening. Hey, gal, Gemini. I've got so many Geminis in my life, cursed. Like, the list goes on. It never ends. And so we're going to talk Gemini season today. But before I really need to kind of sum up the chat that I was just having. Oh, Cass, yeah, Gemini moon. See, all of the people in my life are Gemini in some way, except for my beloved Zoe Bosco, whose Chiron is in Gemini. So like the wounding that she holds is in the characters of Gemini. And she definitely has called all of us in, that's for sure. But take a look, this is why I love looking at my friends' charts. Yes, to help them understand themselves more, but also help me understand why they are the way they are and what makes me attracted to them. Yeah. And for me, I find, as I said, yeah, Taurians in general, very attractive, very attracted to Scorpionic energy, Plutonian energy, very attracted to Libran energy because of my moon, and yeah, Piscean men specifically. It's got to be Trent's Pisces moon and Gemini anything. Love it. Love it. Here for it. And I'll tell you why. This is going to be it's not going to be a little bit biased. I will give you the whole spectrum because there are some challenging points with the Gemini archetype, but we are in Gemini season, and I feel like it's a great season for me. Oh, Jules Ferrari, Gemini. See, they're everywhere. I love them. All of the people in my life. It's Gemini season. It's an air sign. We have shifted from earthy central Taurus into charismatic, witty, charming, chatty air. That can be quite jarring. So what's the vibe this week is give yourself a little room to adjust. And I've actually noticed myself this morning and even to a degree yesterday, waking up with a little bit more of that jittery energy because we have just spent such a beautiful time in Taurus, like getting into our bodies, grounding into our practices of self-care, like really becoming embodied, you know, really cementing into our physical form. And then Gemini season goes, up into the headspace, the mind space, contemplation, rumination, thinking, multiple tabs open. This is a sign that has a lot of movement happening in the head, in the mind, in the air, in the space of, if Taurus is the body, then Gemini is outer space, you know, not in terms of cosmic. It's not that. Gemini is quite, It's still of Earth. It's not like Piscean cosmic disconnection at all. It's more that Gemini is a thinker. They are a thinker. They are a communicator. Oh, if there was an archetype where I'm like the most enjoyable archetype to have a conversation with, it is a Gemini. Geminis are conversationalists by trade. They are storytellers. They are the ones at the dinner table that are holding conversation and really able to adapt. That's the other thing with Gemini. And this is where Gemini can get a bad rap, because you think, oh, it's two sides. They're the good side and the evil side. That's the evil twin. It's not that at all. It's that Gemini is very adaptable to their situations. They are able to walk into a room, read the room and go, right, this is the role I'm playing today. This is the mask I'm playing today. When it's embodied, it's not in a manipulative kind of way at all. It's more an ability, a real social ability to read the room. Geminis read the room. They will not overstay their welcome. They know when a conversation is kind of dying. They probably know how to bring it back to life as well. And they know how to charm. Very witty and clever, and they are likely some of the best writers and authors and communicators in our sphere. Strong Gemini charts. It makes me laugh because, you know, I was obviously very, very Gemini at a young age. So if it's your ascendant like me, this is how people see you before they see your sun. So majority of you would actually see me more Gemini than Leo, especially if you're just getting to know me. It's articulation, it's conversation, it's communication, it's crystal clear, pristine conversation. But it makes me laugh because in high school I went for school captain and didn't get it. And we can talk about that another time because it still burns me almost 20 years later. Injustice. But I did get communications leader, which is just so Gemini. I got to run the assemblies. And when there were announcements over the PA system in the office, it was my voice. Like, Geminis are going to be hosting podcasts and wanting a career in journalism and, you know, just clever in the way that they chat. They probably have really great banter. I'm assuming on the dating scene, that would be one of my strong points. If that ever happened, I would be the good banterer. Except that that's not a word. Anywho, this is why we love Gemini energy. They are flirty. They are light. They are clever. They are funny. And so we've really gone from this deep, rich, sensual energy, earthy energy of Taurus into this light, chatty, conversationalist, communicational energy of Gemini. Where this can get unstuck is rumination. So what I mean by that is really ruminating on a thing in your mind and not letting it go. Like, oh, these are all the conversations I could have had with that person and I should have said this and next time I'll say this, and like really ruminating internally. Gemini and any air sign really, when it's in excess, can lend itself to feelings of overwhelm and anxiety because there's a lot in the head. It's head noise, right? There's a lot moving. I'm a double air in terms of my personal planets. I've got Libra moon and then Gemini ascendant. I get it. Like, this is a tendency toward overthinking, which can then lead to overwhelm. So when you're catching yourself, and we've got Gemini season, this is the very beginning. So it's for the next month. catch yourself when you are ruminating or fixating in the mind, when the head noise is getting a little bit too much to bear. What can you do to then bring in the lessons of Taurus season and embody and move that energy through? We really want to use these energies on our side, and the level of awareness, it's not just, oh, this is nice to know for the week ahead. It's like, how can I walk with these energies ongoing? And so take every practice that you cultivated in Taurus season and start to move it into and shift it into, how can I use this to serve me through Gemini season, where I may feel a little more heady. There may be feelings of overwhelm or anxiety come up. I may be living more in the conversations in my head than out in the world. These are the kinds of things to start to contemplate. So a journaling practice, anything that is moving the noise from the mind into matter is going to serve in Gemini season especially. So a journaling practice, a meditation practice, because that's going to help you calm down the noise that's happening in the mind. This is a time to be social, right? This is a time to have conversation with people who matter to you. This is a time to go and have catch ups with your girlfriends and have witty banter. Go on a date if that's like your vibe. Go flirt. I mean, if that's your vibe, if going on a date isn't your vibe, I'm talking even in relationship, then maybe look at that. Like, this is a time to be really flirtatious with life. Ooh, I like that. How do you flirt with life? And where are you wronging yourself for that energy? Because you think of the energy of flirtation. Oh, I love this. Did not plan this direction, but I'm here for it. Gemini, they are the OG flirt. We love it. And Libra. So I'm in the zone here. This is about being funny and cheeky and clever and witty and social and, yeah, just really enjoying good conversation, good banter. That is what Gemini season is all about. Storytelling, listening to other people's stories and then sharing your own. This is all things Gemini. The other way that we can get unstuck in Gemini season is when the Gemini ability to adapt to our surroundings and wear the different masks comes at a cost to actually the truth of who you are. So a lot of the time, in my experience growing up as a Gemini ascendant, what I would do is read a room, especially if you, like me, you came from a more challenging upbringing or a tumultuous upbringing where home wasn't particularly safe. I would walk in, read the room, particularly I'd get home from school and go, okay, what am I walking into? And then adapt accordingly, almost as a protection mechanism. And a lot of the time that was at a cost to what I was truly feeling. It was a cost of what I actually desired in each moment. So that's an extreme example. But for you in the next month, it's a really great time to contemplate where you're playing a role or wearing a mask with certain people in your life or in certain environments in your life. Maybe it's in the work front. Maybe it's in a relationship with somebody. Where are you playing a role or wearing a mask for the sake of other versus for the sake of you? So we've gone from flirtation to like deep contemplation, which is so, so Gemini season. But this is the other thing to catch yourself in is there's nothing wrong. It's not wronging yourself in adapting to certain scenarios because, you know, like the example of my upbringing, that was a choice of safety I had to make. But when you are sacrificing self for the sake of other, or when you are wearing a mask that isn't your truth for the sake of other, and there's no need to, this is where you need to start to reflect. And in fact, I might talk about that in Friday's episode. I'm feeling into talking about friendship, and this could be a good one for you to notice where you're not really feeling okay to show up fully as who you are, and you're wearing a mask in certain friendship dynamics because perhaps it's time to take the mask off and allow yourself to be seen for you and contemplate, like, what makes you you? Gemini loves the acquisition of knowledge, study, you know, reading the books and then quoting what they've read out of the books. The opposite sign of Gemini is Sag. Sag is about experiential learning. So the harmony we can take when Gemini's in the extreme is we actually can look to the opposition of Sagittarius and we can say, okay, where can we learn about life through living life, as opposed to getting bogged down in fact, in Google searches, in reading something online, and so it must be true. Gemini can hold all sides of the stories, so it's not about, you know, an inability to do that, but more like, what is your truth? What do you believe? Not what you think everyone else believes and why everyone else will like you if you say a certain thing or move in a certain way, but what is truth for you through your own experiences of life? And that can be flavored through the knowledge you've acquired, the books that you have read, the teachers you have learned from, but also catching yourself in the need to reference outside of your truth and your life experience, because that's wisdom. Right? That's deep wisdom. That's the lesson. I think one of the lessons of Gemini season is, where can you embody your true wisdom as opposed to quoting the quotes because you listened to it on a podcast once? Yeah, let's leave it there. Happy Gemini season. I will be back in your ears on Friday.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.